So the most important message about Jesus and Mary in the Quran is that Jesus was a prophet of God according to the Quran. And we say that many more prophets that came before Jesus. So you would be again surprised to find out that the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, Moses, is also the most mentioned prophet by name in the Quran. Yes. 136 times Moses' name and his story, his life, his miracles, his challenges are mentioned in the Quran. 136 times. Abraham is mentioned 69 times in the Quran, again with honor and love and prestige. You know, Solomon and David and Ishmael and Isaac, and Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, who we say is the last prophet that came after Jesus, is mentioned in the Quran 5 times. So first and foremost, it's important for our fellow Americans to know that when we have interactions like these kind of interactions are quite needed, by the way, especially in these divisive times. The reason is that, you know, I'll just give you a short story about me growing up in India. When I was in India, I used to watch many Hollywood movies. Alright, I did, right? And my only perception about America and Americans is that everyone is like Al Capone. I'm serious. That you all carry weapons and you shoot it at each other out in the morning. That's how the media was polluting my mind. But lo and behold, after I came to the US, met our peaceful Americans, my brothers and my sisters in humanity, my friends, my classmates, I found out that people are peace-loving people all over the place. Yes. It is sometimes the media who makes us look at other people with fear, with suspicion, and that may lead to discrimination and violence and hatred. But when we come together as brothers and sisters in communities like these, that's when we can break many barriers that we may have, and then we can see the commonalities that we have, and that will help us to work as brothers and sisters for the betterment of humanity. So I hope and pray that all of us, despite our differences, we come together and we do projects. And these projects are quite important, by the way, to eradicate poverty. And I'm glad to find out this church is really big about many of these projects. Eradicating poverty and food drive and hunger drive and in a clothing drive, maybe blood drive, and many drives working together. And that reminds me, last but not the least, of the really important passage from the Quran. This passage is from chapter 49 of the Quran, verse number 13. And this passage says, so God is speaking to humanity and God is saying, though, O humanity, O mankind, I have created you from one single male and one single female, and made you into nations and peoples and tribes that you get to know each other. You get to know each other, not that you may despise each other and hate and discriminate each other, but we get to know each other. Then God says that the best amongst you is the one who is a well-mannered person. So I hope and pray that when we work together under the guidance of God, we can abolish, hopefully, inshallah, as we say, God willing, hate and discrimination, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and all the ills that Satan wants us to incorporate. With the guidance of God, we can create societies which are based upon morality, which are based upon peace, which are going to be based upon justice and equality for all. And that is how we can make America great. And may God help us all. Thank you very much.